Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Certainly do. Well, let's hear from Stuart McCall, who joins us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Stuart, no way around it. It's a 60 feet, whether the performance was better or not. We've lost today, haven't we?
We certainly have, yeah. We lost 2-1. But was the performance better?
It was improved, for
sure. It was improved. It showed a bit of... Did we get out for it? No, like we did at Rotherham, I thought, for the last 30 minutes we chucked it. I don't think for 1 second today we did. And I listened to the players in the dressing room afterwards. You know, there's a desire now in there. With the players come in, the players that have come back, the professionalism, they're all hurting, just like all us three are here and everybody else, and every City fan out there is hurting at this moment in time. But... Yeah, you can't get away from the fact that we're in a shocking run. But I thought there was enough out there today. We didn't get out-battled out for it. We didn't chuck it. It was a pitch that, you know, there was never going to be. I think we lack quality, but I think that was going to be the case on that pitch. I think, unfortunately, the lad will never hit one, or probably has ever hit one like that in his life.
Is it typical of how things go at the moment? Because that first goal against two sides out of form is massive, isn't it?
Well, it is, when you said you've got two struggling sides coming into it. A little bit of lack of confidence, but I didn't sense that in the dressing room today. I sensed a determination to go out there and put things right. And, you know, the game was... We started off okay. It was how we thought it would be. It was going to be scrappy. We have to get the ball forward. We have to cut out the individual errors we've been making in the last month, be better for defending set players. Thought it might take a set player to win it today, but in the end it's been a incredible strike by the boy and screamer into the top corner. And thereafter that, I thought second half we'd come out down the hill and look the team that was going to come back into it. They stand up a great cross and Holloway, the big boy, was pulled onto Warney and planted a header in. But listen, there's no getting away from it. It's tough times at the moment. But, you know, just like to, you know, say there is, and sometimes I've been in dressing rooms even when you've had a run of three defeats or whatever, and you can see a sense of lads can't wait to get to the end of the season. There's definitely a sense in there today from the players that there's a determination to go out next week and turn things around. And, you know, as I said, there's only them that can do it. You know, once they're out on that part, there's only them that can do it. And, you know, we set up today in a way to not stay in the game, but to be defensively strong with what we had. I wanted the new players in the side in some way. And I thought, you know, the likes of, you know, Chicks and Mackie coming back in, Doyley coming back in. We had to find a way to get everyone in that had been unaffected, if you like, with the dip in form and dip in confidence. But we also, in that system, we wanted to get, you know, Chicks high up, which he gets a good chance in the first. I forgot about that. The chance in the back post when it comes down to him, and he should do better. And, you know, we wanted the wing-backs to push really high. And, you know, in the circumstances today, it wasn't a day for passing through the middle of park, or, you know, it was getting it forward, chasing second balls, getting up behind it, getting, you know, set players and making them count. Unfortunately, we didn't do that today. We didn't lose a soft goal. We didn't. We defended set players well. But, you know, as you said at the beginning of your top thing, and it's not an excuse, it's a fact, you know, when you're two struggling sides, the first goal can be all important. But, as I said, I think we lacked quality today, but we certainly didn't lack effort or, you know, drive that they want to improve. And, you know, I think if you're any fair-minded supporter, they would have seen that. They've been away from games in this run and probably thought, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. Normally, as a manager, you can go in, you can point people out, you can throw whatever you want, and you can be angry with people. But, you know, I think if everyone gives everything they've got, then you accept it as a manager and as a fan. And I thought, you know, the players did that today.
And encouraged, certainly, by the debut of some of the players today, Stephen Warnock and McGowan at the back, made a difference.
They certainly did, yeah. I thought McGowan was excellent. Davis is... a handful up there. I think there's been over 100 grand bids for him just at the window there, because he's playing with a lot of confidence and he's a powerful player. And, you know, with him having the two up front, the other boy they brought from, you know, the player, the two up top, we thought going three, and the lads were fairly comfortable with it, you know, but for the screaming. And Doyle's had one save first half with his legs. We've had Chickson's effort and Shea's effort, but there was nothing in the game. You know, it's two, as you say, size lacking in a bit of form confidence. But, I thought Macca not trained for a month, you know, to come in, played the full game. The other players that came in were fresh, and they showed their determination. There's some good pros in there, and, you know, they're hurting, as I say, and they, you know, the determination in that dressing room. You come in sometimes and it's quiet. It's as if everyone's chucked it. Rotherham, for example, there were not a word said in there by the players. Today, it was a sort of a, right, you know, and it's easy to talk, we've said all along.
Yep.
You know, talking simple. It's actually going out and doing with actions. As I said, I think, I don't think anyone can point the finger at him today at lack of effort or lack of fight.
And we're still frustrated by injuries. We lost Taylor today, Nicky Law's not available. It seems like a non-ever-going conveyor belt of injuries, Stuart, at the moment.
Yeah, I don't want to make excuses because I thought, you know, we're still strong.
But we get
today.
Two back and we lose two more, we get players in.
I think the case is, I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, down at Yeovil, when we've had to play, young Jacob Hansen's a right back and Tyrell is a left back. We were struggling then. Now today we had four fullbacks on the park, but we had no width, and we had players. Gilead's out, Tyrell Robinson's out, Amari Patrick's out, Taylor's out, Law's out. All five of them have played down the left, and Gilead played on the right. So we had them options. But I would say, you know, the pitch today, it was about getting things forward, getting in behind, chasing, getting second balls. You look at the goals that Wimbledon scored against us last week. They played 5-3-2. The two lads up front chased and harried. And their three goals, long throw, long kick, and preyed on our weaknesses, our defensive frailty, if you like. I don't think we showed that today. I don't think we showed a softness. I think there was a desire about us. But for all what we can say, it's another defeat to add to this really poor form.
Would it be fair to say if the players weren't playing for you, you would walk away? You're in massive pressure at the moment. You're determined to get the job done. You said a couple of defeats. But they are playing for you. Are you adamant you can get this team playing again and winning against you?
Yeah, well, listen, I'll tell you now. I won't be walking away, that's for sure. You know, that... yeah, well, I won't be walking away, no. And I don't think... You know, what you saw today, sometimes you come off and you think, nah, you know, you're doing as much as you can. I think we need a win. But when I look at the league table and I look where we are and what we've done, you know, we've got to believe that if we've got to go out and beat Bury next week, and if we do that, and then you look to try to then start patching a few results together.
I know, you know, Twitter.
If I was going to walk away, I'd have walked away in the first week I was here, so I'm certainly not going to walk away now, that's for sure.
Some bright spots, Jordan Gibson, again, he came on. Made a couple of errors, but you know, he's got his first senior goal as well. That's another plus for you.
Yeah, he's
lively, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is. And you know, again, I think this is a bit down here, the only decent bit of park down here where, you know, we think you can put him on, because when you're a dribbler and somebody that's going to get at people, you know, and you're playing on difficult surface, it's tough. But yeah, he showed the freshness. Again, he's not affected by lack of form or lack of confidence. He'll go out as a young lad, he'll make mistakes, but he'll also give you a spark. And yeah, he did that for the period of time he was on.
Are you sick of people going back to the Yeovil game and harping back? I know you're always looking forward and saying, well, something's gone wrong in those last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What's your analysis? What has happened in those weeks that have led us where we are today?
Yeah, January was horrendous on and off the park. There's no doubt about that. There was a lot of things going on. But January's behind us now. We want to start afresh today in February with a result and a performance. We got a... You know, obviously we didn't get the result naturally. It'd be silly to say. I don't think we deserved to win the game, but I think overall in the piece, there was nothing in the game at all. It was how we thought it would be. It was a battle. It was a scrap. It was... but yeah, it's been difficult for certain different reasons, but the bottom line is, regardless what's going on and around and about, the only thing that can change that now is wins on the park.
Yeah.
You know, and in 15 games, you know, we've, as I said before, we've won, we need to win over half of them to get there. There's been a couple of okay results again for us today. Expect probably Charlton to win at home, maybe Portsmouth. Just having a look there, but there's some, you know, sides that are away, and I think now, you know, it's down to the players in that dressing room, and they know that, and you know, the staff to be up. Difficult times, you need tough characters, you need, you know, some leadership. And I heard enough in that dressing room afterwards to know there's enough desire in the group not to say that's it, but all of it. And people, and what you get when you go on runs like that, especially on another defeat today, you'll get people digging each other out and just arguing for, and you know if somebody's not give their all, or he's not done this and he's not done that. Everyone could look each other in the mirror today, or not in the eye, should I say, not in the mirror. They can look individually in the mirror, but they can look at their neighbours and say, I won't, might not have been great today on the ball or whatever, but I give everything I had. I did as much as I could for the shirt, won me tackles, won me headers, whatever it may be. And, you know, as a manager and as a player, looking at other players, that's all you can ask for. We then need to add quality and creation. We ain't scoring as many goals, certainly now. And we need to get back to being difficult to play against. For long periods today we were, but we haven't done enough over the piece to come out winners.
And nearly 2,000, it speaks volumes, doesn't it, that, you know, the vast majority of supporters are still there, they're right behind us, they want us to do well, they want us to turn it around, Stuart.
Of course they do. And again, it didn't surprise me, the numbers that travelled, because they've been outstanding again. But we've got to give them something to cheer. You know, we've had some really good moments, you know, this season, some great away victories at Wigan and the like, etc. But you know, we're not doing enough naturally to send them home happy. And you know, the sooner that can change, the better. And you know, I say football can change so quickly. You never know what's around the corner. But you know, getting a win next week, putting smiles back on faces, then starting building, is what we've got to believe we can do. You know, if we don't believe that and have a realism about it and a belief in it, then you know the season will be over. But while there's the games to play, we can't change what's happened today or what's happened in January. All we've got to do is make sure we try to change what's going to happen next Saturday against Bury. And you know, we need a, can't keep saying it, but we need a result.
Well, I know you'll be giving your absolute all to do that next week. Not to be today, but thanks for joining us, Stuart.
Cheers, lads. Thank you.
There you go. Stuart McCall joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
Pulse 2 Match Day Live with Uriah Woodhead.
Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.